VOA News, via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman. The world has set a record for the number of new daily coronavirus cases, with more than 350,000. This, according to the World Health Organization. WHO Emergencies Chief Dr. Michael Ryan acknowledged that even as COVID-19 cases increase worldwide, there are no new answers. And he urged governments to work hard at protecting the most vulnerable. The fresh tally shows that nearly a third of the new daily reported cases are from Europe at more than 109,000. London's mayor said that new restrictions in the British capital are inevitable as London experienced a resurgence in cases. In Spain, the government declared a state of emergency to reimpose a partial lockdown for several million people in and around Madrid. Just after a regional court struck down the restrictions, Spain has more than 860,000 confirmed cases, the highest in Europe. Italy recorded one of its highest single-day totals of infections, adding more than 5,300 cases and 28 more deaths. Health Ministry data in France showed that the number of new coronavirus infections jumped more than 20,000 in one day, for the first time since the start of the epidemic. In Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel introduced new COVID-19 restrictions in response to a case surge in that nation. New rules will even include restrictions on alcohol purchases. Meantime, China says that it is joining a World Health Organization initiative to distribute COVID-19 vaccines to the developing world. Russia, the United States, and previously China had said they were not joining the alliance to help two-thirds of the world's population receive the vaccines by 2022. China's reversal makes it the largest country to participate in what is known as the COVAX deal. A Chinese foreign ministry spokeswoman said that she hopes other capable nations will join the effort as well. This is VOA News. Armenia and Azerbaijan are trading accusations of new attacks and a breach of a ceasefire deal to end nearly 2 weeks of heavy fighting over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region. The two sides agreed to implement the ceasefire starting at noon Saturday after 11 hours of talks in Moscow, but it took only minutes after the deadline for their forces to claim new attacks. An ethnic Armenian enclave of Azerbaijan, Karabakh broke from the country's control in a war in the 1990s that killed some 30,000 people. Its separatist government is strongly backed by Armenia, which, like Azerbaijan, gained independence with the 1991 collapse of the Soviet Union. More than 450 people are estimated dead from this latest conflict, and thousands have fled their homes. The ceasefire had been announced after talks between the two countries' top diplomats, mediated by Russia's foreign minister. Nuclear-armed North Korea held a giant military parade Saturday. Fresh television images are showing, with thousands of maskless troops defying the coronavirus threat. The widely anticipated display is part of commemorations of the 75th anniversary of the North's ruling Workers' Party. State broadcaster KCTV showed squadron after squadron of armed soldiers and armored vehicles lined up in the streets of Pyongyang and ready to march through Kim Il-sung Square for the nighttime event. The program opened with an image of a propaganda poster showing three North Koreans holding up its symbols of a hammer, sickle, and brush. The ruling party anniversary comes during a difficult year for North Korea as the coronavirus pandemic and recent storms add pressure to the heavily sanctioned country. And Human Rights Watch wants the city of Buenos Aires in Argentina to stop using live facial recognition to identify children accused of committing crimes. The New York-based rights group said Buenos Aires started using the technology in April 2019, making Argentina the only country in the world to deploy it against people under the age of 18. Although no minors are known to have been arrested yet, the group says the methodology is riddled with misidentifications that could unjustly limit job and educational opportunities for kids wrongly accused of theft or other crimes. And the United Nations Food Agency, called the World Food Program, has won the Nobel Peace Prize for its efforts to combat hunger and improve conditions for peace in conflict-affected areas. The Rome-based organization says it helps some 97 million people in about 88 countries each year, and that 1 in 9 people worldwide still do not have enough to eat. Here remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.